Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Roses are red, violets are blue. When the Z Morning Zoo calls your man, he better choose you. War of the Roses, catching cheaters one at a time, and it starts now.
All right, let's welcome Renee to the show. Hello, Renee.
Hi.
So who are we putting to the test for you today?
My boyfriend, Ben.
Okay, and guess where these two met each other? You want to tell everybody where you met, Renee? We were just talking about this. Where did you first meet Vince?
At Something in the Water.
At Something in the Water. Were we just talking about that last week? All right, so now tell us what's been going on with you and Vince. Why are we putting him to the test today?
Okay, so we kind of had this roller coaster of a year. We broke up a while ago because he found out that I hooked up with my ex while we were dating. But we eventually got back together, and things have actually been really smooth lately, but I sense something is going on. Like, he's been acting really shady lately.
Okay, shady how? Anything specific?
So when he comes over, he never has his phone out. It's always in his pocket or something. And then, like, if I go to the bathroom or the kitchen to get food and come back, I always see him, like, on it, like he's checking if someone's texting or calling him.
Okay, so he's definitely hiding something.
Yeah, he never used to do that before. So
okay, well, let's see what happens when we put him to the test here with some War of the Roses. We'll call him up. We'll offer him a chance to send some free flowers to anyone he wants. You're going to get to hear who he chooses and what he puts on the card, okay?
Okay.
And before we get started, I have to ask, are you sure you want all of this on the air?
Yeah, I just need to find out.
Darling at random.
Hello.
Good morning. I'm calling to speak with Vincent, please.
Yeah, this is Vince.
Good morning, Vincent. My name's Ashley. I'm calling from the Visa Rewards program. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for asking. So the reason I was calling you today was to let you know that we started a new promotion this year where every month we draw the names of random Visa users and we reward those people with a little prize. It's basically like a way to say thanks for using Visa. And this month, you were one of our winners, so congratulations.
Wait, so I'm a winner? I won something?
Yeah, you're a winner.
You're shitting me. What did I win?
Well, that's why I was calling. If you have a few minutes, I can tell you about your prize.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Okay, so this month's prize is flowers, and everybody who wins receives a beautiful bouquet of long-stemmed red roses. And the reason I was calling is because we've discovered that a lot of our guy winners, they didn't really want the flowers, but instead they wanted us to send them to their wife or girlfriend, which is something that we'd, you know, be more than happy to do for you. So is that something that you would like us to do with your flowers, or would you rather have us send them directly to you instead?
Okay, so if I don't want them, you'll send them to someone else?
Yes, we'll send them as a gift from you to anybody you want. So if you have a girlfriend or a wife or maybe just somebody you think deserves flowers.
Yeah, that would be cool. So how does this work then?
So the first thing I need from you is the name of the person that you'd like us to send the flowers to. So I would need a first and last name.
Okay, sure. The first name is Trina, and the last name is
Trina, okay. And the flowers, they come with a card as well, and we can print any message that you want on it, as long as it's under 180 characters. So what would you like us to put on the card?
Have it say, all right, put down... I'm sorry if what I said freaked you out. All I want to know is if you ever thought about it, because I definitely have.
What the f***, Vince? Are you f***ing serious? One of my f***ing best friends? You're going to go after my f***ing best friend behind my back? Vincent?
All right, well, hold on. What's going on? This sounds like a scam.
Okay, well, the reason it sounds like a scam, Vince, is because it is. This is actually the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104, and right now you're on War of the Roses. Your girlfriend, Renee, asked us to put you to this test to see who you would send the flowers to, and it looks like you didn't choose her.
Wait, hold on a second. First of all, did you not say to me when I took you back that I was allowed to have a chance to do the same thing you did to me? Like, didn't you tell me that?
I said we could discuss it.
No, you said I got one free cheat code. That's what you said.
So you pick one of my best friends, like my f***ing best friend, to try and cheat on me with? Do you know how f***ed up that is?
Hold on a second. So you're telling me you'd rather have me cheat with some girl you don't even know instead?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm telling you.
So you'd rather me cheat with a total stranger than someone you actually know and trust?
Obviously, yes.
Well, you never told me that.
I didn't think I f***ing had
to. So hold on a second. So Renee, you're allowing Vince to cheat on you to even things out for when you cheated on him.
I told him, like, we could discuss this. I never said he could.
Wrong. She told me I could straight up do it.
Not with my best friend.
You told me you're not even sure if you even like her.
Well, I definitely am done with her now. Like, done.
Oh my God. I don't even know if there is enough counseling in the world to fix these two at this point.
No.
The Z Morning Zoo's War of the Roses.